greetings and welcome again to Heyoka King Podcast. I, as always, am your host, Mr. Reiner King. There are those that could say they can stare into the flame, the passion of strength, the passion of revelation. Not just for oneself, but the interconnectivity of oneself to the parallels of others. Everything holds its little importance, doesn't it? Inside of my hands, I hold the grand soul flame. And it is fucking hot. I'm not gonna lie, Dan. The idea is to transport the flame's heat. Ooh, into the fucking hands and this fucking thing. Ooh.
It's a very powerful flame, I will say that much, but ooh, yes.
The flame hardens and becomes more hot, but you just keep holding it because it's cool. Ooh, fuck. It's a big fire in your hands. Ooh. But if you hold it just the right way, it doesn't feel hot. And you think, yo, why is it that the more fingers I have on the grand flame, the hotter it feels? Ooh, but when I have less fingers on it, it doesn't feel as hot. I don't fucking know, because you'd think that surface area tension, that these fucking flames, these grand flames here, the flame cannot simply just be put out. It must be consumed with the smoke. The holy fucking candle wax that I made out of, or unholy candle wax, there's drugs in this candle wax. I put drugs in this candle wax back in the day. And it's a little citrusy, which is nice. It's magic. It's magic and citrusy. Very powerful. Inside of this grand realm, this place, I asked myself exactly what was going on. And as I be hanging out, and I be existing inside of this realm, I wonder, is there a chance that you can step a little too far? In this world, separated by its own divine nature, you have to look at the relatives. Big life, big light gives off more light. A medium light, this little like small one over here, gives off still a pretty good amount of light. So in the high setting, exquisite. But then this light here, almost. There you go. That's a two. That's not a realm of one. In order to get that glow and incandescence. But that looks too fucking bright now. So I turn it back down. It's almost like, honestly, the lowest setting almost does match. That's too fucking bright. And we find ourselves in the world of asking ourselves again the same question just rephrased. If there is good and evil, or if there is not good and evil, then what is there? Is there just an erratic sense of chaotic, just entropy? This calamity-based creature that we call... I mean, there's no such thing as, like, the strings of fate to influence your behaviors. Their behaviors are just consciously desired and flooded into the subconscious to float action. The great beast that lives within us can be tamed for good purpose. But all in the same, it is a beast. And you will find, in the end, you cannot feel bad for those who selfishly do as you selfishly would. For there is no such thing as selfish, because selfish is a word, and a word is a fucking concept. And we made all that shit up for perspective. Let me ask you this, though. Do you think that the world's worth saving? If there's 100,000 fucking bad guys, are they good or are they bad? Because the bad guys think that they're the good guys. I mean, from their point of view, they're doing their shit. So they are the good guys. And then you got the fucking bad guys. Is us. So you think, are we the good guys or the bad guys? I mean, you know, they always say that the history has been told by those that write their winnings. So what's the point? You know, what if we fucking lose, huh? Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared to be like a mighty tiger and pounce into the jungle, tree by tree, rock by rock, only to pursue a playful demeanor? Or will you be more like a small yippity-yappity doggo and of small sorts with a vicious gnarling? This mouth torn open. It's like a land piranha kind of energy. I once told a friend when I said, yo, I'm definitely got that dog energy. I got that dog in me. This person that's never met me in person, but I knew their fucking uncle, because their uncle and I did magic and weed and fucking magic potion teacher bullshit back in the day. This dude was pretty legit until he was getting all stressed out. You know, he was one of those people that you cannot tame. They have to just isolate, I guess. It sounds wild. I've tried to be as hard as I can on people with the boundaries of not trying to push something that can't be budged. You know, your friends are like, yo, I just need to fucking listen to my fucking songs and, you know, chill. So I'm like, shkadoosh, magical sounds, I poof, and then I'm outside. Very reasonable amount of time. And I tell myself, I say, I know that there could be expectations based on, you know, the first impressions. We meet people and think, yeah, there's not much to this. I am someone that focuses on not behavior. If I can have a good bond with somebody, it shouldn't seem like they're trying to rattle my mind. Not for anyone. And if they do, and then you try to rattle their mind and they don't like it, omit. Use a magical spell, divine congruency. Divine congruency, the law of congruency, is a very unique mindset, because it spans not just that the energy is not even rational to being complete or even half, but it's rational to debate because it's flexible. And it puts in the whole play and perspective of kinetic energy, but also potential energy. Everything can be focused and harnessed, and everything can be amplified by using oneself as that sort of device, if you will. And that strange device plants inside of your mind while you sit there and you say, you dusk through the mind of the world of thin mist that lies between our subconscious, afflicted by our conscious thinking. Our conscious thinking will tell us, listen here, you are afraid of this interaction, or this, you're afraid of snakes, or, yo, spiders? No way. And you just ask yourself, why am I afraid of spiders? Why am I afraid of sharks? Why the fuck am I afraid of sharks? I was told that, like, 7 people have died by sharks in the last, like, 60 years. You know, there's a lot of people that get injured, but, you know, that's not that bad. So it's like, where did that come from? Movies. All right, so I've been watching movies. You know, that's that tangent. We can all talk about the social influence that the world's perspectives of media and indulging in that media can present onto the psyche of the impressionable, moldable, pattern-seeking device that we call mind. And this mind is adjustable. You could be on your phone every fucking day. The only problem is more of the recreational aspect, but you know, back in the day, you know, when I was a fucking sweet lad, you know, we were in MySpace. Fuck. We went on our fucking computer and we went to MySpace, and then we'd be like, yo, hook up, link, and then you go do shit. And then it's like, Facebook came out and people were doing the fucking games. Everybody was playing Farmville. Everyone was. Come on. Everybody played Farmville. It's like, now you think about it, it's like, would you play Farmville now? Probably not. I don't fucking know how the trends work. Everybody does those AI picture things now, so, you know, they're like, yo, let's take this picture and then just, like, make it look like something else. You know, that's wild. That's cool. I mean, like, it's something we've been learned to follow as a trend. You definitely see other people do it, and it looks cool. And then you're like, what if it happened if I did that with my shit? You know, that's another tangent. We don't need to talk about fucking, like, people that steal info. We don't need to talk about that, because all of our info is already out there. All of our info is already on the loose, if you know what I'm talking about. See, so I'm out there, and I'm wondering to myself, what exactly am I even doing in life? Then you get to the law of transgression. The law of transgression. The divine transgression is like, you should be aggravated by some shit. We are animals. If we're built in the image of God, then we are righteous destroyers and warriors of the world, of the realms, of the celestial nature. You know, that's the problem, is you're supposed to be able to ascend, but, you know, you got all these people that realize that they're weapons. And that's when they find peace. It's like a hollowed out entity inside of us. It's us. By hollow, there's no ego. There's no id. Your personality's gone. Your spirit is removed. Right? That's just your instinct, your beasthood, your survival. But, you know, with our complexities of our minds, we've been strayed so much to focus on what we are and who we are and how we want to be felt and how we want to be represented. When a real creature that we are would just focus on getting that fucking meat, and then finding that creature that confines the berries. You know, that's both like, yeah, we're just built. It was never built like that. We are, I mean, still, we just need to hunt. but we need to pursue stuff that you can have that makes it so you don't have to live outside in the fucking dirt. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. And you fucking know. This fucking rotting desire in our minds to fulfill our fucking wants and the wants that we consider needs to the point where it's even bad to consider your need a want. You should be able to want to do shit in life. You know, you should be able to want to see the world and feel your body's movement, move around. You should be able to want to continue running around and jumping off shit. You know, people say that. You should be able to, you run out of steam when you realize that you work and then you're tired. You're not tired. You're just used to feeling like you're only meant to do one thing. And you do your job and you convince yourself somewhere in your mind that that's all you're supposed to do. And there's the bruises and rotten flesh and the fucking vile blood seeks through your fucking veins. You say, am I a monster? Am I? Am I a bad guy? See? Look at that. Look at that. It's like full circle, halfway through. Remember? Back in the beginning. Well, either way. Now you gotta look at the world a little differently, don't you?
Oh, hi, Ryder. What are you doing today?
Oh, no. What's up, magical energy creature that somehow exists? That somehow is like some sort of smoky, you know, a stringy, springy-like thing that's all over the place. Just like a mist. But like a smoke. But it's like a serpent or some shit. You know, it spirals and all that. Either way, that contorted image of what energy wants to manifest itself of is called chaos energy. And that chaos energy exists inside of our minds. Because, you know, animals can definitely communicate and think about life and all that shit, just like us. I mean, everything can. But where are the dangerous things? That's the issue. See, you know, you never got no Mr. Cow, Mr. Moo Moo, or Bull, I suppose, getting inside of a fucking car with guns attached to it. But it's not a car, it's a mech suit. You don't got that. You gotta worry about us. We gotta worry about us. That's it. You know, you gotta think, yo, the people, everyone's capable of mass destruction through influence, through physical oddity. Imagine someone makes a fucking bomb in their, like a mass scale energy fucking thing inside of their fucking basement. You know, all they need to do is have like that fucking material that makes it so energy, like the electric charges, EMP charges, all that. Radar wouldn't scan, so it wouldn't be able to show the radiation. It's very simple. And then they could just blow up, like, I don't know, at least the amount of, you know, portions of three states at a time. But that radiation would just be all over the place. Now, that's the thing, is you got that world today where you got leaders in the world that just want to complete about how destructive they are. How evil they can be with their bad guy energy, if you will. And this strange energy is like two people working in a fucking restaurant together. Just trying to like compete about who can make the better fucking food at a fucking restaurant, trying to compete just against each other for ego checks, for no reason. But that's like world leaders focused on the war aspects. You know, that's what they're about. It's just about who's the bigger fucking tough guy. And that's it. Well, the world should be focused on free trade and the ability to, like, communicate. That's the issue. You just don't have community. You don't have communication. You know, the divine oracle, if you will, just links to spiritual energy that represents knowledge. That's it. Yeah, you can look at anything you want. You can open up a gateway, I guess, to have, like, creatures spawn in. But you're only as evil as you let yourself be. And if you have a will, you know, evil shit won't be evil. Because it doesn't want you. It only really wants you when you're good and you can be warped. Not when you're good and you understand your mutation of mind and you can just adjust, if you will. So the longer we spend inside of our strange little heads, the more time we have to go and ask ourselves, what will happen next? Who am I supposed to be? Where am I supposed to go? And most importantly, what am I supposed to feel half the time when you focus on shit that has already happened? Is that fair to yourself? Is that fair to the world that you want to create? I don't fucking think so. Ooh, this world is designed for you to roam free, to do as you please, but just don't be too bad. And if you are bad, don't always try to resort to a rotting mind and a rotting vessel of rotting ideas. It happens. We're all evil by definition. But Le Conga De Wanga, De Bongo, Yaya, because, you know, the whole fucking world is basically your actions are made chaotically about what you want in the moment. And you think about what you want more than anything else. You think about want, because want is the curse of life. You know, you want to do something. You want to feel something. You want that energy to flow through you. You want to feel alive. And they tell you to not speak. They tell you to not stand out, to not stand up to what you want to do, to stand up to how you want to be. They tell you how to be. They tell you how loud to be, preferably by most people, none at all. They don't like sound. They rot in their TVs and they rot in their manager positions. And you gotta ask yourself, well, what the fuck? What happens if you're just fucking good? What happens if you're good in a different way? You know, a way that's useful. Imagine you're sitting there and you ask yourself, what happens if I can be beneficial by doing what I need to? Can I get away with standing out and disregarding social norms? Can I disregard social norms to the point that it's just accepted that that's who I am? And then people adjust solely based on the benefit that you're useful to them. But also you're going to do your own shit. But you don't let the ship fucking sink because you worry not about people, but about the ship's position and how that could stress out other people and how the ship should be left afloat because no one wants to fucking swim in fucking wrongdoings, rot, and chaos. We're already chaotic enough, but if you can keep things in line, then you're just part beneficial part of the team. You know, you got those fucking eyes that can do, those eyes that can think, that can rationale, that seek. They wish to perform, to learn, to become profitable in the movements and knowledge that can be presented to us. You ask yourself, is there a way to reach divinity? Can I find this Godhead state of mind, this peaceful nirvana state of mind? Do you need to feel dead? And do you need to feel fucking tripped out on any drug to be able to experience connectivity? God, I know people that claim that they're fucking Buddhist. And they have so much fucking shit. But, you know, more power to them. Because, you know, materialism is a concept. And you can fight the materialistic aspect by saying concepts is belonging and concepts don't belong to me. And then, bam, you can do whatever you want, be whoever you want. Because it doesn't matter, you can be dead and just do shit. Sometimes I hold myself back. There are things that I wanted to do. But I knew that if I could get to the point where someone wanted to start a family with me and travel the country in a fucking van, then I did it like 73% of the shit right to having a family and having a house and having kids and a dog. So there you go. Did I diss it to do drugs and make music? Hell yeah, because that's what I was trying to do. But things just kind of fell apart. I didn't think they'd get that out of control. I thought people could handle themselves better. I can handle myself because, God, I know, you know, reasonable volume, reasonable privacy. Don't make a death of it. Don't be rude to your neighbors and shit. You know, be low-key. That's it. You just round a world of noise and the world of misdirection and the world that just rots and decays. So you gotta just focus sometimes that it's not even about an ego. An ego sometimes can be useful. If you tell yourself, it's not all about me, but definitely if I listen to advice, I can be a better me. So then I can think, yo, it's all about me, but be doing way better than saying, yo, it's all about me right now where you're at. The vicious fucking panther. You know, we talk about the tiger, now we got the panther, you know, leopard. This thing's almost silent. Climbs up trees and mountains like a serpent. And then just leaps. Still a fucking cat, though? The Grand Hunter. Lions are okay. But I don't really think that lions are really that beastly compared to a tiger or, you know, a jaguar, panther. So, you know, you're sitting there with the maximum hunters. And I've seen what lions really be doing. They just be fucking lying around. So you just be hanging out inside of this hunter aspect. It's not even about hunting. It's just about experiencing what life's thrills can pursue in our mind, energy-wise, inside of our head, the chemicals. We create our fucking persona of how much peace we have. It's the main issue. Focus on things that can't be focused on. And then we destroy ourselves from the inside out. You can say it is what it is, but it ain't always what you want it to be unless you make it that way. You always got to remember that, too. The Grand Hyoka King speaks into the great celestial entities that attempted to take over his threshold mind. His eggshell cracked, but not yoked. Unfractured, binded once more, decalcified. And I said to myself, I can now channel through you, because you tried to channel through me. And then, now we can just back and forth like antennas to each other. Am I insane? No. I just know. I know that there's a level to where overthinking exists, but underthinking exists. I know that you just need to fucking think and you can do it. But it rots because I know the fundamentals of how shitty people can be, and I just meet shitty people. I could be a great doctor or psychiatrist, anything. I just don't want to. And it just haunts me that the world's like this sometimes. But that's the fucking podcast. So, you know, you'll be coming back. When you got another one, at some point, that's how it goes. Yeah.